Hey, it's your boy D Range. Just wanted to give a little instructional content for the top of the episode. For those that don't know, you know what I'm saying? We made an actual page for AD Presents, a podcast for the people. So, we go post this on the Food and Liquor page right here. But we would really appreciate it if you start subscribing to the new channel. You know what I'm saying? Go to Spotify, iTunes, or Apple, or whatever that's called. I don't got no iPhone, nothing like that. But just type in AD Presents. What's that shit called? A colon? Yeah. A podcast for the people. You know what I'm saying? You'll find us. Or if you got social media, you already know it. Link in the bio. You'll find it right there. But I do understand a lot of people don't have social media still. So gotta account for that. Appreciate y'all. It's your boy D-Range again. And I hope you enjoy this episode, because this shit wild. Shit, man. I'm getting sick. Walk around the world trying to smack everybody. I'm certified. IG don't need to verify me. I smack the shit out your playing rich and being broke. I smack my kids taking batteries out the remote. I smack the shit out police when they pull me over. And stick my middle finger up to the camera on his shoulder. I smack the shit out you, then I smack the shit out you. And mind your business, bitch. Ain't nobody talking about you. Can I borrow some money? Can I get some weed? Can I drive your car? Can you pay my rent? Can you buy me a drink? Can I wear your gold? Can you take me to the mall and get me a pair of those? That's when I smack the shit out of you. Oh yeah, shit, I still recorded. My bad. Here's the episode.
All right, man. This is AD Presents, a podcast for the Let me try this one more time. This is AD Presents, a podcast for the people, and I am your host. I go by the name Apollo P, and to the left front of me, we got...
It's your boy D-Range. I have to bring that back.
There we go. So, jeez. You already heard it, man. We heard it. You heard it here. So, this is going to be a different episode than all the other ones beforehand, because you know why?
What? Huh? Why is it going to be different?
Because what we're going to be talking about are very pressing topics.
Shit.
Yes.
Like the iron on the iron board.
Yeah. Trap. You know, I'm going to take out my chains.
Oh, okay.
I see a tidbit of information.
I think you got more, yo.
I did. I actually got one more.
I got one more. Why you out here looking like a rapper now, bro? You hanging out with too many rappers. That's why.
I don't hang out with rappers.
You go to all these functions and shit. I see your Instagram story.
I don't be doing that.
You stay up in these rapper spots.
So I actually did get a new chain, the one with this wing with the chain. It's okay. Like a Cuban, and I got a wing on it.
Okay.
And so I notified that as, you know, I'll be, you know, taking off.
Taking off with one wing?
Yeah, you know how like you get your wing, right? Your wings, right?
Well, shouldn't you have two wings?
I got my wing.
All right, you know what? I won't get at your single wing.
Yes.
I have never seen a bird with one wing that got far. But you know what? You're going to get far. Yeah, sorry about
that. I'm taking off. It's symbolism.
All right, my bad.
And I wear it outside my shirt.
I will not ruin your symbolism for your one wing chain.
You know what? Now I feel like, you know,
No, keep the chain out. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Hold on. So just people know. You hear that?
Jingling, baby.
You hear that? Yeah. Real nigga shit. So let's get things popping.
Okay.
So what topics that we're going to be talking about today, we're going to, you know, this might be a little, you know, rub you the wrong way. Why you might run you wrong, mate? Because, you know, we live in a society where you're sensitive, you know?
It's annoying as hell, man. I can't stand having conversations nowadays, man. Everybody's so sensitive.
You know what it is? I started watching some shows from the early 2000s, and I realized how much cutthroat, a little bit more grittier. Yeah. Shows from the 2000s were a little harder, a little hard-heading.
You could say whatever the hell you want back then.
Yeah, and it was like, you really get to, like, the characters will let other characters know themselves. Mm-hmm. Like, it was written, like, that type of way, and it'd be like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
Ooh, that burns.
Yo, so let's bring it back for this show, yo. Okay, let's be raw and gritty. You know what I'm saying? Let's start throwing around the F-bomb and shit, just...
The show that I listened to, I don't know why I can't hear myself.
Oh, I know where I can't hear myself.
What? You missed your ears?
No, I pulled out the thing. I was like, why is it done? So okay. A show I was watching was called Popular, and they actually had one title of the episode called The F It Word, you know?
The F It Word.
No, F Word, like F-E-G. Yeah, that was the show title. Like,
jeez.
They got that off. And I'm like, whoa. But like, I'm saying whoa because I'm thinking about it in 2020. But like over that time, like early 2000, like 2001, I'd be like, all right, whatever.
Like we grew up on Boondocks. Like Riley's always be like, yo, that shit's gay. Like you can't say that now in 2020.
No, you can't, man.
So don't crucify me. I was just referencing Boondocks.
You don't gotta see. We got cop and please already.
Shit. Now fuck y'all, sensitive people, y'all.
Cop and shit. Please.
Nah, I'm gonna say what I want to say, yo. Just don't crucify me.
Yes, sir.
All right.
All right. So there's a few different topics. It's easy to say just eeny, meeny, miny, mo, catch a tiger by the toe. All right, let's start off with this one. MGTOW. So I brought it to you.
What kind of anime shit is that?
It's nothing anime.
So what was that?
So MGTOW is a movement, an online social movement. Mm-hmm. It stands for Men Going Their Own Way.
Men
Going their own way. Right?
Is this black men specifically?
No, it's men.
It's just men.
Men going their own way.
Okay.
And so in a brief, let me look it up a little bit, but in briefly, it's online community of just men saying that, hey, they're fed up with how society treats them because women seem to get rape them on divorce. The judge usually sides with them when it comes to child support.
Okay.
Men are not looked at. Are not given equal footing in society, and that's why men.
How the fuck are men not getting equal footing in society?
In terms of financial,
I understand we're talking about black men, but I'm taking black men out of this, and we're talking men as a whole. We got it pretty good, man.
Yeah. So this is what the Wikipedia said. I mean, people use it for school.
No, facts.
So Men Going Their Own Way, MGTOW, is an anti-feminist, mostly online community, advocating for men to separate themselves from a society which they see as harmful to men, and particularly to eschewing marriage and cohabitation. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to say that word, other word, but, you know, like I said, you separate yourself from women.
Yeah.
You don't get married.
Okay.
You don't cohabitate. You don't have children.
So what the hell you do? You just work and die?
YouTube, to be honest, is more so the mindset. I think there's some aspects of it that I kind of like, I appreciate because it's more so just telling men, hey, man, stay on your purpose and don't be distracted by, you know, the women. Okay. But I think that it takes an extreme to say that, hey, man, now you're not going to be laying up with women and not going to get married. You're not going to be with women throughout your whole life. That doesn't seem anything. But I remember hearing this guy from on YouTube called Coach Red Pill.
Okay.
He says MGTOW is only necessary for a man who has had his thrill with women and gotten to a point to say, hey, I've done it all and I don't want it no more.
So MGTOW is essentially a former hoe that's been smashing around the place and said, I don't need women no more?
No. MGTOW was not a former hoe. MGTOW is more so, it's, you know how like we live in an era where men, or let's say guys, mm-hmm. males, are often complaining about girls doing them dirty and then they being in a slump. So a lot of those type of men, beta males, incels.
Mm-hmm.
Incels means involuntary celibate, meaning they can't get women.
Okay.
I'll be on the industry streets, man. I gotta know what's going on.
What? Incels?
Yeah, incels. So incels. I've never involuntary heard of celibates.
Okay.
So guys who want to have sex but just can't
get none.
Exactly. Gotcha. So those type of guys, beta males, hurt guys, and incels, they tend to go toward, I'm not gonna say 10, but those are
the MGTOW people?
Those take up a lot of portions of MGTOW.
But okay. At first, you said MGTOW are the ones that got a lot of women.
No. I didn't say that first. I said, going off of what I heard from this guy named Coach Red Pill.
Yes.
He said MGTOW should only work for guys who've had the thrill with women.
Oh, he said it should only work.
Yeah.
But what really happens is
the guys,
dudes that can't get women said, you know what, fuck it. I can't get no women, so I don't want y'all trying to get ahead of it.
Exactly.
It's like women that possibly might not be able to have kids or they can't seem to keep a man. So they're just like, you know what? I don't want kids.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess
that's the best
one. I see the analogy.
Yeah, but sometimes
that's the best one I can come
Sometimes you look at this community and it looks kind of, when you really get to the nitty gritty of it, a lot of mech time, it just seems like women hater. Mm. You know, they seem like they hate women. I myself, I wouldn't consider myself mech type.
Yeah, because you said you agree with some of the principles. Which ones do you agree with? Because I don't agree with none of them. But that's what we're here. We're here to talk about it. Try to hear your bullshit.
Who
hurt you?
No one hurt me.
This man's already trying to abolish women, bro.
So, you know, there's like a status quo that the men have. So it's like a man's right type of movement. Okay. I'm always for men moving forward and finding something that they're able to come together and better themselves. You got water all over your shit.
Yo, they ain't no damn camera. They didn't know that I missed my mouth when I was trying to drink some water, but fuck all that. You're like, oh. I'm good. Shit. I tried to be quiet. I blowed up the spot.
Oh, man. So the principle is like, you know, stay remaining focused on what your goals are, what your purpose is as a man, and being driven by that. Okay. You know, not getting distracted. You know, saying, hey, I don't want to be around women this time because I'm trying to get myself right. Mm-hmm. You know how I was always saying, hey, man, I'm not going to try to be in a relationship unless I have like a particular type of money in the bank account.
Yes.
Right. So that is like, I'm not going to call it MGTOW, but there's principles that I'm able to adaptation that I'm applying to my life. It's just, you know, focusness.
It's kind of like the Bible. You're taking some things that you feel apply to your life, but not all of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't necessarily agree. I wouldn't consider myself MGTOW because I don't come around here bashing women.
Okay.
You know, I don't, as a whole, I don't do that.
Yeah.
I know that, you know, as in society, men do get like, I guess the short end of the straw when it comes to, you know, getting raped with the marriage divorce and the women taking a lot more than half. Especially with child support, women taking a lot. But you got to know that. You got to roll with the punches.
I mean, yes, there's always going to be double standards in life, but I don't feel those double standards. Like, say, if your marriage ends and you have a divorce, and then if there was no prenuptial agreement, you lose half your shit automatically type shit. Yeah. That, I don't feel that should be a reason for you to kind of say, like, yo, fuck all women. Every man do their own thing. We just got this. Because, like, at the end of the day, if every man just kept jerking off and keep it to herself, how the hell you think the world's gonna go forward?
It doesn't. And so it doesn't. No, but like I'm saying, it doesn't. It is.
Okay.
It is. See, I'm not saying it isn't. It is. But so what they have when you're inside that mindset, the community, it's coming based off the Matrix. You know how in Neo, Morpheus gave the choice of the red pill and the blue pill. The red pill, you're able to see what the world for what it is. The blue pill, you're able to go back to your home and live this quaint life that you have, right? Mm-hmm. So people who are considered red pill in the community are people that see society for what it is.
Okay.
And able to, you know, look at it for what it is and go like, you know what, men are, you know, getting the short hand of the straw on a lot of things. And I am able to see that. You know, and the blue pill are the guys that are kind of go like, I don't know what you guys are talking about. I'm the outside. I'm oblivious to what's going on, and I'm just keep on doing my thing. I understand that. But that's MGTOW. Some women may look at it destructive. It is kind of destructive because, you know, there's extremists in any type of political or any type of group. Because
mind you, I'm looking at this with an extremist state of mind. Like,
exactly.
I can see how that can go left. However, the other side of it, say if every man does follow this MGTOW protocol type situation, I think women are going to be perfectly fine because they've already figured out how to have babies without us.
No, they need to have babies with us.
No.
They need to have sperm. So if a man says I'm going to jerk off.
I don't have the facts on me right now, but I'm pretty sure sometime last year there was an article that came out that they were able to, I guess, chemically manipulate that, and the lady was able to like give birth to some shit.
I mean,
I'm sure it was somewhere chemically in Asia.
You tell me that they whip up a whole new sperm out of nowhere?
Yo, they just got the little, you know, and started whipping it up.
To be honest, any girl that would do that, fucking trash. Pussy. Something wrong with the pussy.
Or right, you know what? Maybe. Okay, fair. Maybe.
Think about that.
Maybe they needed the sperm. But man, this beer man's going to the sperm bank because beer mans are broke, so they're going to the sperm bank. Is that a thing?
Is that
the sperm bank?
Yeah, I've never actually looked it up or Googled it.
I've never done it, but I wouldn't be opposed to doing it because you're getting paid to jerk off. I don't think that's a bad idea.
I'm not going to do that.
You know what? I might need to look into that.
I never Googled it to see if it was real or not.
No, it's real.
Yeah.
It's real. One of my boys, I remember we had that conversation about it, and he said he did try it. He just wasn't able to do it because there were certain requirements that he had to uphold or be before they accept his sperm.
Got to be like healthy, certain
healthy, weight, certain genetics, yeah. Certain height, certain size, stuff like that. Yeah. So, but it is a thing.
Yeah. To be honest, man, I mean, no.
No what?
Because I look at it like.
Women would be fine if all men dip. I feel women will be fine if all men dip.
So, and see, I'm not a firm believer. I think this is a man's world.
Okay.
No, it is. It
all
is.
Right, go
it
into is. That. Go into it that. Is, it I'm, is I'm, a man's here. I'm here. I'm
it's
here
a man's listen. World. And to think all that right, it's James. Not, the thing that it's not is it's baffling me.
Because
I'm going to be honest. Men.
What are men without women?
Men.
We are not here without a woman pushing us out of their womb. Stop
That's
this.
Just reproduction.
Oh, fuck. God. How the hell do you think we going to get here if a woman don't push us out?
It's reproduction. So
how we going to get here? How we going to reproduce?
It's reproduction. That's it. That's what.
So you're pretty much saying fuck the future generations.
I'm not saying fuck them.
Or this MGTOW shit is saying fuck the future generations.
It's selfish. Yeah, it's selfish. Pretty much.
Oh, my God.
It's pretty much selfish. Yeah.
So I guess I can understand the individuals that are going with this MGTOW life are the individuals that are already having a sad life.
You could assume that. But like I said, there's some guys who just go like, you know what? I've been with a whole bunch of women. I've gotten to a point where I was like, I really don't need it. I'm just going to focus on me.
Yeah, but when they get to that point, it's usually I want to have one woman.
Yeah. No.
And that's the woman I want for the rest of my life.
No, now you're going off of like, I got tired of being with women. Now I'm tired of meeting with multiple women. I'm trying to have something meaningful. You got what I said and you made it to your own narrative.
I told you I'm an extremist.
So hold on. You're telling me the extreme part is having a bunch of holes and going like, I want to settle down rather than me saying I had a bunch of holes and I really don't want to be around with women. I'd rather be with myself. What part is extreme to you, sir? The one that not having any women at all, or the one that's settling down and having one and having a meaningful
connection? Okay, the extremist is the one that just said fuck all women in general.
So why are you going to
that? Nah, because that shit's stupid to me. That shit's hella stupid to me, man. I want to meet a dude that actually follows these principles.
I mean, we could bring someone. I don't want to
have a. You know someone?
I don't have no one, but I'm pretty sure I could put out like an APB on like
APB? A APB? Put the Batman single signal on the roof. See who pops up.
See like who's a MGTOW member in Toronto.
Yeah, that was crazy. I was about to say Batman single. I ain't gonna go that far.
But yeah, we could put an APB out.
But like, who else is really like?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's wrong with Google, fam? Who else is like? You know what? Let me stop. No, I ain't gonna go that far left. I ain't gonna do that.
I mean, think about it as MGTOW. Yeah, imagine if you're a part of MGTOW and you're like, you know what? It's still fuck these women, but I'm gonna be smashing them, you know, putting them to sleep, but never really wifing them or taking them serious. You can always add male birth control to the whole equation. And because, you know, they're talking about that. That's out there.
Yes.
You know, would you ever try male birth control?
Why? Not like I appreciate women really messing with birth control because it's really important.
Mm-hmm.
But yo, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. You know what I mean? Why do we have to make those changes?
Like, you know
I don't get it.
You know what? I honestly don't think birth control is all that necessary in general. I mean, I would like to call condoms birth deferrals.
birth deferrals.
That's what I like to call them. That's okay. What I call birth deferrals.
But
that's
what if somebody's allergic to latex? Like, I get it. Some people use that
with the pussy.
But no. I get it. Some people just use that whole allergy thing just to say because they just want to hit it raw. So they'd be like, yo, I'm allergic. But like, there's people out there that are actually allergic. Then what the fuck are they supposed to do?
Yeah.
So maybe they don't know how to pull out. Yo, they be burning all the shit they put in the oven.
So hold on. So like I said, there's. Don't really. Why I say you don't really need birth control is I'm gonna be really frank with you guys, right? The only times I've really like nutted in a chick, shot the club up, you know, ran up in there, skeeted, you know, put the mask on, take the mask off, you know.
You're telling me you out here shooting the club up?
No.
My pull-out.
I wasn't shooting the club. I haven't shot. The only time I shot the club up like Shine did was when a chick was like, "I'm on birth control, and you know I could do whatever." And so I had took the delivery of myself just doing
it. You took advantage. But like oh yay,
yeah,
got you.
Yeah, but I didn't do that. I only got like used to nothing inside. You know, after I was able to do it like a few times, now it became like a muscle relaxing. It's like, oh, I just do it. Mm. But the same way, the reason why I say it's not necessarily because until you get to that point, you're really going to be thinking, all right, let me just, you know, pull out in right time because I'm not really trying to, you know, do all of that, you know?
I'm going to keep it all the way 100. When it comes to birth control, I feel like that should only be for people that are in relationships. I feel that we're in a generation.
Hold on. Say that one more time. So the birth control
should birth be control for people, as a whole,
yeah,
should be for individuals that are in relationships.
So for people that are not in relationships, they shouldn't have birth control?
They should use condoms.
Birth deferrals?
Yes.
Okay.
Because the reason why I say that is the birth control, you're with somebody that you know is clean, right? And you trust that they don't got shit to pass off, but you don't, you're not ready for a child. So I feel that's where birth control makes sense. Now, in 2020, in this new day and age, everybody wants to use a birth control because they want to fuck whoever they want, but they don't know nothing about the person. They met the person last week on some sort of dating site, and it's like
Tinder,
Smash, yeah,
Hinge.
Okay.
Bumble. the grinder shit, that's for that.
That's where
I'm just putting it out there.
Okay, cool. Inclusivity, that's the word.
I gotta get some water. Keep talking.
I feel like people that have, I guess, a relationship, and the people that don't have relationships, they shouldn't be using that birth control to just fuck willy nilly. I just think it doesn't make sense to me.
So they should stay with the birth deferrals, and stay away from
popping those. But then back to the topic, the actual topic in terms of male birth control.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be selfish with it. I see what happens to women when they're like, especially when they're growing up. Like, I remember there were some girls in high school that you could tell when they started to take birth control. Like, they started to put on a lot of weight.
Yeah.
They turned into like She-Hulks, you know what I mean? And like,
She-Hulk was buff.
No, I'm talking about aggression. I ain't talking about like the look. I'm talking about straight aggression. And like, why do I want to be all like emotionally unstable?
To be honest,
I know that's a very selfish statement, but I don't give a fuck.
I'm one of the firm believers that I don't think a lot of things can take me out my emotional element like that, unless it's like.
But remember, it's a chemical substance. You can't. Yes, you in your current state, you're in your right state now. Yeah. Imagine taking a chemical that alters your balance.
I feel like a whole ass B word.
And me personally, I don't want to. And I appreciate the women that do take it.
Why you appreciate the women that do?
Because at the end of the day, like, I appreciate them. You still gotta appreciate the women that do take it. But me being selfish, nah, I ain't taking that shit.
Yo, a girl saying that she's not on birth control, that only heightens my abilities to go like, all right, We play. I'm Jordan. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I appreciate, not to say I appreciate, but like when a woman says, "Hey, man, I'm not on birth control," I'm like, bet.
So when you hear that's like, yo, 5 seconds on the clock, gotta pull out real quick, like,
yeah,
boom.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
so it's that's when you're in your element. You like that wrist right there. What if the nut's so good your leg buckle a little bit, you can't pull out as strong?
You don't
like,
take no L's in the pussy, man.
Okay.
You don't take no
L's. I'm just saying, that's risky, bro.
You don't take no L's in the pussy,
All right, yeah.
Hey, man, I'm here, 27. No kids.
Alright.
Shows I'm doing summer. And it really shows me I'm at 27. I'm right. Oh, I get how not to have a kid. And I get how you guys all been getting kids so early.
To be honest, I'm going to be 100%, yo. A lot of people got the kids, but they got cheese that they got the kids. It's not, it's really easy to not get the kids. There's a lot of things. There's plan B. For those that believe in abortion, there's that. Like, there's many things to prevent you from having a kid.
Yes, sir.
So those that do end up having a kid, you can't feel away. Mm-hmm. You just take responsibility, shut the fuck up and be a parent.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Because you made every decision, there was multiple decisions made before the child even came.
Yeah.
And then for those that had the deadbeat dads and all that shit, again, there was many decisions made before you had the kid.
You know what? A lot of girls talk about being with guys who have like several kids or deadbeat dads themselves.
And you saw how they treated the last.
You know what the thing is? Women are so, like, this is why you gotta
appreciate. Say they stupid. They are. I know you wanted.
They are. Oh. I think that.
This is back to the MGTOW conversation.
I didn't think I had to say it.
Oh,
but the thing is that I appreciate them because they're so loving creatures, man.
They're
loving creatures.
They're amazing.
Because they're able to look past the faulty man and see the potential that he possesses.
But that's
possessed.
Also their problem. They like to fix shit. They're not Bob the Builder.
That's something different. Fixing and seeing the potential. You know what I mean? Being guided by the potential.
Okay.
That's what really gets you. Because you sometimes potential got to meet reality. And sometimes reality hits you when you got the baby in the oven and you realize the potential that you saw in the guy never came to fruition after reality really hit.
Okay.
You know? But seeing someone that you got like, all right, I want to fix them, that's totally different. You know, being around someone because they may have like flares of just awesome humanness.
Okay.
You know, and then they turn into a deadbeat dad and then they're like aggy about it because it's like, fuck you. But like, then you're telling the kid that you were made with love. But no, you weren't made with love, kid. You're made with lust. And
100%.
And blindness, you know?
Blindness and...
and lust. And yeah. Human emotion.
Yeah.
You know? So, there's deadbeat dads out there all the time. Like, I remember...
Are we getting into deadbeat dads?
Yeah, we're getting into...
Okay.
I'm not taking no male... male
okay,
girl.
Okay.
But deadbeat dads, man.
Because we are like, so, okay. When it comes to deadbeat dads, like, I feel like there's two different categories.
What's that?
I feel like there's like the OG deadbeat dads, like, yo, they be nothing. They don't give a fuck. They're just like, yo, F that kid. Mm-hmm. F the mom. I'm out. I don't care. Nothing. Like, yeah. But then there's like, there's the distant or the vanished father. I need to figure out a term for them. Mm-hmm. Those are the fathers that wanted to be there,
mm-hmm.
but the mom was scorned.
Mm-hmm.
They're just like, shit, you don't want to be with me? All right, fuck you. You're not seeing your kid.
So that's not deadbeat.
That's why I want to figure out a word for that. So, is there a word for that?
Exiled father?
Okay.
That's the best word.
Because I know dudes that have had situations like that where it's just like, they want to do everything possible to see their kid. Mm-hmm. But just because they don't want to be with the girl and the girl's like, well, if you're not going to be with me, you can't see the kid. They make the process so hard that you have to go to court. And for whatever reason, like a lot of black men, they just don't have their life together to go to court and be like, hey, I make this. Because remember, when you go to court, you have to have paperwork, bro. When you go to court, you have to show pay stubs. Yeah. If you're in the streets selling drugs, you don't got no pay stubs for selling drugs.
So
it don't work in the court system.
So. And that goes to another thing is like the girl not knowing better, she saw the potential in a dude that didn't really have his life together.
Well, it goes back to like a lot of women just to be stupid.
Not to say he's a deadbeat dad, but he wasn't an all the way equipped man to begin with. You know?
Yeah, but they could still want to be there for their child. And the woman makes it very difficult or impossible to see their child. And then as they raise the child, they show the child like, see, your dad wasn't around. And the child has no idea. It's like, nah, you've been pushing the guy away.
Mm-hmm. That's true, too.
Know what I mean?
But so, like, gotta think about it. As someone myself, I would like to get my life together before I get a kid.
Okay.
And I don't feel good about myself dating or seriously dating someone, knowing that there's certain parts of me financially or there's certain parts of me that, you know, let's say like property set that I don't have.
Got you.
You know, and I was like, there's certain things I want to have before I even start to consider you to be a serious mate.
Yeah.
Right. And going into that is like, if I don't even got all of that and I'm talking about, you know, I'm running up a new skeet, skeet. Oh, skeet, skeet, skeet. And then it's like, and I'm having a baby. And then it's like, all right, so reality finally hit. And you realize a lot of the shit that I was trying to fix, well, not even trying to fix, but I didn't have.
Yeah.
You got to see the reality of it, like the potential. Mm-hmm. And, you know, potential is so good when there's no baby involved. Mm-hmm. Potential is so good 6 months in when it's like, you're still getting to know each other.
Yeah.
Potential is so good when you guys just took the condom off and he's going up and you run and, you know, you're still evading the pregnancy. That's when potential is good. But like when shit gets real, when shit hit the fan, but when reality comes in and it's like, fuck, And with this dude, he don't really got no, he has no fucking credit. Mm-hmm. We can't get no house. Or even if he did get a house, I would have to co-sign it. My credit's not good as a woman. Mm-hmm. I'm still trying to get my shit together. Mm-hmm. Still at my mama's house. My mom's not going to luck this. You live with your mama's house, and she's a co-signing the behavior, the fuck shit behavior that you got going on.
Yeah.
And it's like, you were cool with the potential. You were steaming up his crib, meeting his mom, yep. staying up, making his breakfast, knowing that this guy, man, had no so motherfucking
waste
job.
You.
You know what I mean?
So I can't feel bad for that.
You allowed your pussy to be with a man who didn't deserve it.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And man, you got to, like, a lot of times on the internet, these guys like to say, hey, man, you got to get your shit together. Mm-hmm. You know, don't be dating no chicks. You got no fucking money in the bank.
Yo, you shouldn't be going on no dates if you got no money in the bank. Yo, man, fuck out of here. At home.
You shouldn't be got no dates if you ain't got, like, the basic necessities to help you thrive in this country. This is North American country. We thrive on credit. Get your credit right.
Yeah.
Just because you got no debt, that doesn't make... Yo, you can still have good credit with debt.
Like, oh, 100%.
Keep it a buck. Mm-hmm. Fuck all of this. Yo, going to school, I got debt. Motherfucker, you can still get an 800 credit score with debt, bro.
I mean, I did it.
Exactly.
Shit.
Exactly. So do you all this other excuses about shit like that?
Well, it depends on the debt. You got to make... It depends on the debt. If it's like school debt, yeah, you can. If it's consumer debt and you ain't paying your shit, then yeah, it'll never happen.
Yeah.
But that's a whole different conversation.
Yeah. The credit card debt, you better just at least pay the minimum, bro.
Yeah. Just for y'all that aren't financially savvy, don't ever think by you only paying the minimum, you'll ever pay off the debt. I just want to put that out there.
Oh, you never will, but your credit score won't be fucked up.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I just wanted to make it clear for the listeners. You know what I'm saying? People come from different backgrounds. Yeah. That's just a quick little gem that I wanted to throw out there.
You're never going to pay it if you pay off the minimum. But like, if you're trying to maintain a credit score, just do the minimum.
Yes.
Just do the minimum.
Yes.
Because at least after you pay, or after you get like a lump sum of money, you pay it off, your shit's not fucked up. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
100%.
And think about that. They'll be able to put like a little bit more credit on your line as well.
God,
I'm just thinking about that.
So
what else is there? Male paternity leave, and then get anything thoughts on that? You think
what?
Is there such thing as male paternity?
100% in the court, and especially in the corporate world, because you have maternity leave for women. Male paternity is a similar concept.
Yeah.
I think you can get up to a year off. And then it's kind of like they pay you half your wage for each pay. It's like they pay you half.
Yeah.
And it's just, it puts you in the position that the woman would be. It's just like the woman could kind of go out, continue doing her job. Because say she makes more money than you. You don't want to cut that funds to your relationship. She stays at work. Mm-hmm. Of course, you know, does her breastfeeding thing, puts it in the bottles, whatever the case is. But the man stays at home and pretty much raises the child. Me personally, I see nothing wrong with that. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I can see where it can kind of be emasculating. Because it can kind of go... Because it goes to the conversation that we had on a prior podcast. Mm-hmm. Where it's kind of like... with women bringing home the bacon. Mm. So sometimes, depending on the guy might feel a way that he's not being the primary breadwinner. So not only is he not the primary breadwinner, but he is now they take care of the home, man. There's a word for it. I can't think. Caregiver, I don't know, there's a word for it. Anyways, but the man is there at home, and they gotta, there's a word for it, I can't think of it right now, but they're home doing everything. They're cleaning, they're cooking, they're taking care of the babies, all the things that traditionally a woman might do. Mm-hmm. But for me personally, I don't mind doing it for like maybe 6 months or whatever the case is. Man. And as long as the finance of the household could still remain intact while me getting half my salary or whatever the case is, I don't mind doing it. But I think it is a perfectly good idea.
Man, I'm cool with it, man. If you like it, I love it, man.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's how I am.
Well, really? You?
If you like it, I love it.
Okay. Because I'm just going based off of your views on like marriage and relationships. I don't see you staying home raising a child. Apollo P, I don't see you doing that.
I stay home and raise a child, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, man. If you like it, I love it, man. All right. Sometimes certain things are just easier.
Okay. No, you're saying because is it because there's the child, like that's your seed, is just like you're okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I okay.
Think about it. Like you want to teach your
caregiver. No, that's not the word. Sorry.
If you want to teach your seed certain things that they may not know, right? Mm-hmm. Or obviously they're not going to know. But you want to teach them certain things, especially coming from you. You want to be able to be with those primal moments.
Yeah.
You know, raise them up and care for them in a certain way. So, like, if I stay at home and taking care of the kids, I'm cool. Like, I hope I don't have, like, an idle mind type of thing. And I start going, like, all right, let's start cheating on the wife.
Oh, shit. And let's go. And that's my issue about stay-at-home moms, yo. But that's a whole different conversation. But, yo, idle mind's the devil's playground. I believe in that shit, yo.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's so what you said. You said if you are on paternity leave, you go cheat.
No. Damn. That means I'd have to be in a relationship.
If you're on paternity leave, you're in a... Actually, no. You could be a single dad. Okay. Yes, okay. Sir. Okay. Oh, so that's the perspective you're going from? Oh, you tricked me, yo. This whole time, I thought your ass was finally in a relationship and you're just like, No. All right, baby girl, you go to work. Nah, you're talking from a single man perspective.
Yeah, always.
Oh, you tricked me.
I'm a single man right now.
You tricked me. Oh, this guy.
But yeah, I mean, I'm cool. If you like it, I love it. Okay. I'll do that. I'll do this. I stay at home and take care of the kid. I mean, if you're making more money than me, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
What are you gonna do? You're not gonna come up, feed kid up. Okay, I cook food. I know how to cook.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Obviously, I gotta cook because I gotta feed myself and I gotta feed the kid.
Yes.
You know, there's an extra person in the house, so I feed you too. You know what I mean?
Yo. Yeah, I can't wait to see the day where Apollo is like all like, you know what I'm saying, boo-booed up. I ain't fucking with none of that, man.
Yo, I'm going to be honest with you, man. All the girls that I've been with, they all leave me, man.
Oh.
On God.
So you heard.
No, I just like it that way, to be honest. Sometimes I'm just too much for a chick.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Sometimes I'm just too much for a chick. Like, I just might be doing, like, I might be too much. It's like, I'm trying to get to know you. I'm trying to figure you out. I can't figure you out. Yeah. And it's like, and they get, like, annoyed. It's like, who I am, I might just be too much for them.
Jeez.
And so I'm okay with them saying, like, you know what? This situation right here is not for me.
Yeah.
And I let them go, you know.
But you just said they leave you.
Yeah. I mean, let them go. They said, like, all right, okay, cool. I'm not going to chase them.
Okay, that's what you mean.
You know,
I mean, all I will say, because I understand what you're saying, and, like, all I will say is when you find that individual, I know I'm about to say some cliche shit. All
right.
About the whole, like, this man's already uninterested. Why can't I talk? But I'm going to say it anyways.
Mm-hmm.
When you find the individual that matches your fly,
okay,
that matches your energy, you know what I mean? Yes, not soulmate, because I don't believe in soulmates, but we don't need to get into that.
Mm-hmm.
But individual that matches who you are and understands who you are at your core,
mm-hmm.
that shit, the relationship is easy. You go have your little arguments here and there, like all relationships, but outside of that, it's bliss. Like currently, for me, I'm in a relationship, very happy, everything's mm-hmm. good, and it's because they understand me. When I need my space, so it's like, yo, you know, I'm having some low energy today, whatever the case is, they know. It's like, all right, yo, I'm going to give them space for a few hours, whatever the case is. It's like when you find that person that just matches you, it's easy. So this guy's like, yo, fuck off. This is what I want to try to hear. All right, we get off the relationship stuff. We
won't even go in that direction. Like I just say, man. Sometimes, yo, the girls be around me and they just be like, I can't, fuck it. I want to get away from you.
Yeah.
And I'm okay with that.
I'm okay with that. No, I understand because when I was single, I was perfectly happy being single. Not having to, like, tell people where I am. Not having to do a lot of shit. Feeling like someone's always looking for... I don't like to ever feel like I have to give somebody else a play-by-play of what I'm doing for the day. Like, stuff like that. Like, so I always appreciate the times I was single. But when you're with somebody that is just, like... They just understand you.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to give that play-by-play. You don't, like... You can kind of work in your normal element.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, there's somebody that you care about and they care about you. It's easy. But that's just my two cents on it.
All right, man. So
sorry for bringing down the mood. I see Apollo looks cheesy.
Let's talk about love and all that shit. Fuck is that?
It's a beautiful thing, man. It's a beautiful
fuck
thing.
Is that?
It's a beautiful thing. See, that's why we're the same age, but we with two different sides of the coin, man. We different.
Fuck is that? I'm cool. I'm invested in gold, you know, traveling,
mm-hmm.
you know, skiing up all up in the finest of women.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, but never getting them pregnant.
Okay. You know,
trying to get myself a mom one time.
Yeah. Oh, that's your goal?
A mom like with a small child.
To just beat up and go?
No.
Okay, I don't mean actually beat up. To ski in and go.
I don't want to ski in there because I know she can keep it. That's why. So there's the next topic. The last topic is.
You say she don't put that. She never relax, pushes relax, the eject button.
Relax.
That shit was funny relax, though. Relax. You can't just let that. You can't just say that shit and pass by. And that shit was hella funny, yeah. Alright. Oh, there's another topic.
Yeah, there's another topic. Alright,
let's hit it up.
So this is the last topic. This is SYSBM. So save yourselves.
Where are you getting these acronyms from, bro?
The internet, man.
God damn it. What's say it again?
So SYSBM.
Okay.
Save yourselves, black men.
Okay.
So you know what save yourselves, black men is? I found this little article here. And so SBM consists of self-described thinking black men view themselves as a victim to black women's autonomy.
Oh, God. Why are you always doing this to the black queens, bro?
It supports the view that black men who are more, quote unquote, safe being away from themselves or their alleged dysfunctional behavior can find peace of mind dating interracially. So, you know, the nerdy black guys, who the black girls don't seem as tough, aggressive, or anything like that.
Yeah.
Those guys are...
Beta males.
No, we're not.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. All right, my bad. This guy's like, no. Okay.
So, it's basically saying the guys who got their shit together are on the right narrow and who've taken the time to learn the Queen's English, dress a particular smooth way, but don't have, let's say, trauma that I guess necessarily would attract them to typical black women. And so they tend to date outside the race because they feel like women outside the race get who they are, composures and stuff like that. So save yourselves, black men, is the movement for black men who've accomplished not to be a stereotype, but in being not a stereotype, they are marginalized by their own racial women.
But do they realize that they are a stereotype?
What's the stereotype, sir?
That usually black men that reach a certain amount of success.
You're taking it to another level, sir.
Okay.
Yeah, you want to take
it. What level is this, sir?
No, I'm saying I
disagree with this acronym.
I'm saying I'm on the most basic level.
Okay.
Someone that just went to a 4-year college, got a degree.
I did.
Work.
I did.
Speak with the Queen's English.
I do. When I'm not recording.
Speaks with the Queen English.
Yeah.
And I guess doesn't have the trauma. I guess they can't say.
Well, okay, what do you mean by trauma?
I guess they can't say I grew up in the hood. You know, Tommy. I seen Tommy get shot.
Fuck out of here! So what? Only dudes that grew up in the hood will talk to a black woman?
No.
Because everything you're saying is me.
No.
Outside of the growing up in hood, I didn't grow up in no hood. I grew up in a different area.
This guy.
However,
grew up in the hood.
I didn't grow up in the hood, bro. But however. Now I'm saying I love my black women.
Yes.
Now I mean I don't like this acronym, yo. Shout out to the black queens, yo.
Honest.
Don't let Apollo do this to y'all, yo.
No,
I'm here to defend y'all.
Look at this, making me the victim. I mean,
you the villain right now, bro.
Villain, yeah.
Good shit.
The anti-hero. So I'm looking at this and it's like, all right, they have a valid concern.
Okay.
Cause you know what, growing up, we all witnessed this. Remember that one black guy, or the multiple black guys, the black guys that we've seen over the course of our times. Just look at him, corny. Glasses.
I wore glasses.
I mean, I guess the glasses is like the easy thing to say, but corny. Doesn't really, you know, have the same, you know, consistent swagger with the other black guys.
Okay,
wears mocks. But
what the hell's a mom?
And Birkenstocks.
What the fuck's that?
You know those little joints that they got the feet out. You know, Birkenstocks.
It's like slippers or sandals.
It's
or
like sandals. Shit? You know, okay. Wear Birkenstocks. Those type of guys. It's like, you know, the type of black guys that they get with the other black guys, and it's like
they stand out. Yeah. Or they don't fit in.
They don't fit in.
Got you.
Right? And those guys, quote unquote, would see themselves having a more eligible chance with women outside their race that get them.
Okay.
Rather than the black women who, quote unquote, this may not be true. This is not true at all, to be honest with you. There's a spectrum on everything.
Mm-hmm.
But get with the black women is like, I'm not, you don't really have the edginess to it.
Hmm.
To you. And so.
So, okay. All right.
You get what I'm saying, though?
Yes, I get what you're saying. So this is more so for men, black men that feel they won't fit with a black woman because they don't feel like they fit in with stereotypical what media portrays as black people. It's kind of like they're black on the outside, white on the inside, so they feel they might not fit in with.
No, I would say they're black all the way around. It's just they're not black with. They're not black with an asterisk. It's like you're black, but like you have hella trauma, my guy.
Okay.
Well, you're just black.
Okay.
You're just a black male in society.
All right.
You don't necessarily fit the trauma, right? You just grew up, let's say, relatively nice.
Okay.
You know, you went to school and you're able to get you got yourself together, but you just don't give off that appeal. It's like, oh, you got some trauma. You got some demons you're dealing with. You know, women love a man with demons.
Like I said, they like to fix shit.
Got demons.
Okay, so you've explained the acronym.
Yeah.
What is your perspective on it? How you feel about it?
How do I feel about it?
I don't want to attack you because you're explaining what the acronym was. I remember the acronym. I don't give a fuck to remember it.
I don't want to black women, though.
Okay, but how you feel?
How do I feel?
If you are... Once you get all the money you want to get.
Oh, you keep on bringing the money into it.
Because you've stated that you want to get to a certain place before you actually get to have a relationship.
But like the rappers and athletes that get all the money, they can't speak a lick of English, man. Mm. Let's be honest. They're not the most educated. They just have money. And then they kind of just feel like, all right, I'm done with these ghetto.
Okay, fine. Forget
I'm talking
the
about the guys who actually got themselves together but still want to pursue their own black crew.
No, fuck all
but
that.
Go ahead.
I'm not going. Because you've explained the acronym.
Okay.
Cool. I want to know your perspective, how you feel about the topic. Because I get the acronym. I get the definition.
Yeah.
I personally don't fuck with it. Mm-hmm. If you want to have an interracial relationship, do your thing.
Mm-hmm.
But my issue is those dudes that want to have interracial relationships and at the same time put black women down. That shit I can't vibe with. You could have your interracial relationship and just do your thing. But you don't have to bring down the other side. And the individual that I usually see go for interracial relationships is usually because they say black women are too loud. Black women have attitude. Black women are this, black women are that. So they want to go with somebody a little more subtle.
Not so me. What I have to
so
say,
I want
to
know your opinion.
My opinion on it is, it's more so, it's valid. I would say there is a valid concern because it's not, from what I'm saying, is black guys, from standing outside the ring of inclusion between the black diaspora and go like, I want to be involved, but I don't feel like I'm worthy enough.
Okay.
And so the lack of acceptance from who they feel like should understand them the most, they get the most type of pushback and distance and rejection.
Okay.
So with that, so the rejection that they have, they seek acceptance somewhere else.
Okay.
You know, I'm not talking about the ones that bash. I'm talking about the ones that are trying to get in. It's like, we're black. I like you, but I'm not enough for you.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you accept me? I'm what your mom said you should go for.
Yeah.
Or I'm doing well for myself. You know the dude that, like, I remember this hearing this analogy or this comparison or metaphor or anything like, or not a metaphor, analogy from Michael J. White. You know, like, there's the guy who comes back home after college and everyone in like, oh, you just an uppity smarty ass nigga.
Yeah.
And then the dude that comes back from prison is like, oh, bro, welcome back. You came back. You know what I mean? So.
And black people, we need to fix that shit. Well, the group that popularized that shit.
But so that's why I kind of look at it is like the guys that they want to be included. They're black. They didn't go through that path. They went through a different path, and it's just they're trying to get with black women. Mm-hmm. But they're just getting the pushback and the resistance and not being accepted. So the rejection that they're harvesting, they're able to get acceptance for something else. And that's how I look at it.
Okay.
You know, some people may look at it as like, you know, black women are doing a disservice and may talk down on black women. But, you know, that's me looking at it through a different lens.
Gotcha.
Not necessarily everything has to be negative. It's just, you know, remember how kids like rejection hurts.
Yes.
And you seek acceptance doing something else. That's why some kids who rejected a lot of times act out in terms of being a class clown and some stuff like that.
Because they want to be accepted.
They want to be accepted. And that's how it is. You know what? Okay. I might be with a white girl, not because I hate black women, it's because I'm not accepted by them.
Yes. Which, okay, like, I get, I perfectly understand that. Mm-hmm. And I'm okay with that. If you go that route, not you, but whoever's in that situation, go that route. Just don't turn around and bash. Know what I mean?
Yeah. To be honest, man, you can go ahead and bash me. I don't give a fuck. Go ahead.
Nah, because we have too many black men bashing black women.
I mean, vice versa, black women. Like, my thing is, we live in a world full of fuck shit. So it's like, hey, man, let the fuck shit ensue. All
right.
Yeah, man, that's how I look at it. All right.
Black women stop fucking bashing black men, too. Like, everybody needs to get along.
You gotta be wise enough to know that everything is on a fucking, like, spectrum. Like, mm-hmm. It's not like four people may like you, four people may not like you, and then
two people don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Something like that.
You know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? All right, fair. So man, that was you know,
I like that.
You know, like, you know what I mean?
That was a good ass episode, man.
Yeah, exactly. You know, we're talking about, you know, stuff.
Stuff,
you know, men's stuff.
Men's stuff,
you know, locker room talk.
Locker room talk,
you know. Whatever you heard today, don't take it offensively. Just take it as entertainment. If you're not entertained, you're not entertained. If you weren't entertained and enlightened a little bit, because you know, maybe look in between the words, look in between the lines, and you might be finding some enlightenment there. Mm. But you know what? All that we're able to talk about. You know, we talked about, you know, deadbeat dads, MGTOW, male birth control, paternity leave for the man, SBYY, blah 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 blah.
Damn, we talked about all that.
Yeah, man.
Shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, man. So.
All right. Let's wrap that up.
All right, man. This is AD Presents, a podcast for the people. With your host, I go by the name of Apollo P. And to the left of me, right of me.
Definitely forgot the last letter right there. All right, cool. But yeah, I mean.
You still got water on your shirt, man.
It didn't dry up yet. Goddamn. But yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's your boy D-Range in the building. Yeah. Know what I'm saying? And we're happy that y'all got to bless us by listening to the words that came from our souls. Know what I'm saying? Yes, it was still entertainment. Know what I'm saying? But we hope you got some gems too. Yeah, that's all I got. That's what I had.
That's it.
Oh, okay.
All right then. Out, people.